Thank you, Robbo.
Now, we've been chatting recently about how we're adjusting to do things differently because of COVID-19. How are businesses adjusting to the new ways of working? They seem to be very innovative in many areas.
Yeah, for sure. And it's been quite remarkable, Robbo, how businesses are all adjusting. And we're no different. We're a business as well, obviously, being Telstra. And we're making some significant changes across all levels of our business. And what we're doing is not too different to what a number of businesses are doing across central Victoria. And we're using lots of different tools for virtual meetings and video catch-up so that not only are we keeping in touch with our employees, but it also gives us a new opportunity to connect in different ways with our customers.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting, you know, you talk about business as usual because, I mean, the way we do things is changing, going to continue to change, and local businesses adapt differently. So whilst there's been challenges, there's also been a lot of opportunities too, haven't there?
Yeah, there has, absolutely. There's been lots of opportunity for local businesses to do things differently, and that's really to engage in different ways with their customers and more directly and in a personal way, which is really exciting for our local businesses. And it was only recently I was speaking to Jody from Sanguine Estate over in Heathcote, and they're doing some really amazing stuff via social media. They've actually reached out to their customers and provided some different styles of wine. And what they're actually doing is doing some live social media whereby customers can join in and do the live wine tasting while they've got the wine in front of them and actually chat to the winemaker. So that's pretty innovative. They're also extending that out a little bit too. Because we're all in this together, they're bringing in some other businesses like Ballarat-based Goldfield Farmhouse Cheese. So not only are they doing wine tasting, but people will be able to be exposed to new businesses as well, which is really something to admire.
Yeah, gee, Heathcote Shiraz and good cheese. You're talking my language, Marcus, you're talking my language. Maybe not at this time of the day, but as they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is, though, generally, I mean, really, it is genuinely very interesting. And obviously, being better connected helps local businesses, which I guess is pretty sort of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. And that's really the key, that better connectivity and how we stay in touch. And that's why our local team here at Telstra are continuing to support local businesses and help them and encourage them to adapt and do things differently, because it's not the same as it was before, obviously. And what we're doing is to help them through this difficult time. We can actually help them ramp up their digital presence. So part of our support is we're offering small business access to new tools like our digital marketing service, whereby we can help plan out websites for our customers, and we're actually offering that at half the regular cost until the 30th of June. So, yeah, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And there seems to be a lot your local team and Telstra are doing to make a difference. What's the best way for people to get the info from you blokes?
Yeah, because it's quickly changing, look, we're happy to share that on your Facebook page, some of that detail, and also on your web page. But customers, more than welcome. You can pop into one of our local Telstra stores or get in touch with our Telstra Business and Technology Centres, and we're more than happy to help offer some advice and do what we can to assist.
Marcus, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Talk again soon.
No worries. Thanks, Robert. Cheers.